From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
KLYT, I am Steve Ryman, today's host on ABQ Connect. You know, I maybe don't often enough reiterate the phone lines and texting opportunities. You may be listening to a guest, and you're listening to this guy who thinks he knows how to interview people, and you think, why isn't he asking them this? Well, we would like to know what you want to hear from our guests. So the way to do that is to call us in studio at 505-338-5790. Or you can text 585-LIVE. That's 585-5483. We also can get your emails, contact@abqconnect.online. All right. Now, with that said, not everyone's got the phone numbers memorized and are probably already calling. The lines are going to light up any minute now. Actually, you know what? I may just decide someone calling will get a KLYT office pack today. Maybe I'll give that to one of our callers that participate in our show as we welcome into studio Johnny and Friends, New Mexico. Marcy Patton's here. She's the Ministry Operations Manager. And Austin Drake. Austin, I spelled your name wrong. I used an I.
Oh, that's okay.
That's okay. Well,
that's all right. Well, it's spelled right on here.
I know. Well, yeah, Marcy made that.
Oh,
so
okay.
Austin Drake, he's the ministry's manager. Hey, this is live radio. I'll call myself out. All right. I'll get the E next time, buddy.
I appreciate the humility.
Now, for those unfamiliar with Johnny and Friends, which, you know, some of our listeners might be unfamiliar, but Johnny and Friends, Marcy, has been around just a little while.
Yeah, we're looking at about 47 years now, I think it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Johnny started it, oh, wow, her accident was over 50 years ago. So, yeah, a couple of years after her accident, she started Johnny and Friends, and now it's a huge global ministry and people all around the world.
That's awesome. And you two, along with the rest of the staff, are reaching people all over New Mexico.
Yes, we are.
You just had, was that a first annual barn dance?
It was. It was our family fiesta barn dance, and it was such a blast. Everybody had such a great time and had right at just under 200 people there, and we had a wonderful time dancing and eating street tacos and playing games and talking with churches in their booths, and it was awesome.
Yeah. So, Austin, how many tacos did you eat?
You don't want to know.
Which, beef, pork?
Beef and chicken, I think.
We had brisket and chicken.
Brisket and chicken.
Yeah.
My favorite, I think, is... Oh, it's probably beef, but you know what I really like is not fishy chicken, but like... Or not... Fishy fish, but mm-hmm. but fish with like a mango salsa.
Ooh.
Those little kind of San Diego style.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Pacific.
So, is there a plan to do that again next year?
Yes, sir. We're already got it on the calendar for October 14th of next year, and we hope to make it an annual event and grow it and invite a lot of group homes and their families out to come spend time with their loved ones and just keep building it up.
Well, you guys have event after event and opportunities for people to be blessed, whether they're the target of the event to bless them. But actually, I know a lot of the volunteers you have, Austin, are you know, they go with the idea they're going to go serve someone, and then they, you know, they come away blessed.
Yeah, yeah. We actually hear that quite a bit, and it was, I mean, it was also the case for this fall fiesta, right? We had volunteers that came and were blessed by the people that were there, and we had a lot of people, whether volunteers or people that were leading church booths, and they said that they were blessed by the just community that was there.
Yeah. Well, the next event is, we don't need to wait long. It's a little more than 24 hours away, Marcy.
Yeah, tomorrow night we have a respite over at Grace Church, over on San Antonio, the corner of Louisiana, from 5:30 to 8:30. And the respites are really important to our families because it gives the parents an opportunity to really get a chance to spend time together or do something that they just don't have time to do while they're taking care of their child with a disability and their other children as well. It gives them a break to do other things.
Yeah, and by the way, we have been mentioning it regularly on the air. If you want information about the respite, go to gracechurchabq.org/respite. That's the place to go to find out about the respite for tomorrow night at 5:30. Are you guys at those events?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, we are.
Yeah. Yep. What's your favorite part?
Oh my gosh, hanging out with the kids and playing with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we have such a great time. We get buddied up as well, and it's great just doing all the different activities that we have and just spending time with someone and making sure they're having a great time and just bringing a smile to kids' faces.
Now, for the respite night, and you mentioned kids a couple mm-hmm. times. Are there adults with disabilities that are dropped off? So their care team and their family, yeah. they can go out and have an evening out?
Yeah, there's adult kids too. We have several actually in their 20s. I've had them all the way up to their mid-50s. So yeah, we've got a variety of adult children as well.
Now, if someone actually today that decided not to call us on the air to ask, even though, you know, we're giving out the phone number, if they've right. got a question, we'll take it right here, 505-338-5790. But is there another number for them to call if they wanted to call and ask details about tonight's respite night or any of the respite nights?
Actually, yes, it's tomorrow night's respite night, and they can even give us a call at the office at 505-835-5263. That's the Johnny and Friends office. That's 505-835-5263.
All right, and we'll give that out more than once today. The other people that we would hope to hear from at that phone number we just gave, 505-835-5263, Johnny and Friends, New Mexico, would be Austin, the churches that may hear about this and think, that's totally something that our church can do.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we would love to sit and talk to any church that wants to start hosting a respite night. And, you know, we would encourage them to reach out, and we can really make the process painless and easy.
Yeah, I mean, from idea, inception, mm-hmm. to it actually happening, what all needs to happen for those that are listening that maybe oversee activities like this at a church and think, well, okay, but we're not really ready. Maybe they're more ready than they think.
Yeah, it's possible. So what we would just have that introductory conversation just to see where their church is at, and then see if they could have a pool of volunteers, and we can also bring volunteers to help them with get that lifted off the ground. We would do a training with their volunteers so that they would be prepared to welcome in those people with disabilities, and then just create the schedule and venue and everything like that, and then we would just have the respite there for wherever the venue was at.
Okay, now you already have the next respite, Marcy, on the calendar.
We do. We're skipping November because of getting into the holidays. But December 9th, there's a respite at Paragon Church out on the west side in Rio Rancho, also 5:30 to 8:30. And they're at 103 Rio Rancho Boulevard. And that is a great opportunity in December to either go Christmas shopping without your kids,
right,
or a chance to go home and wrap all those presents you already got for those kids.
Oh, that's, and you know what you said? We're missing November. We are. Okay, there's not one in November, but we're not waiting until later December. So
right.
It's kind of like November, December combined. That's only going to be maybe closer to 6 weeks.
Sure,
instead of 8 weeks. So another opportunity.
Yeah.
And those throughout the year?
They are. We're excited. We just got a calendar put together for next year, for 2023. We have a respite every single month except for June and July during our family retreat months. So there will be a respite every single month except for June and July.
Okay. And, of course, if they're listening to KLYT regularly, We'll have that information for each individual one. God willing, we'll get it together. And I'm going to tell you, the one for Grace, if you go to their site, is you don't just path to it. You kind of need to know that it's the slash respite. It wasn't actually on an event page. So we'll try our best to make sure in the event, you know, that something like that happens, that we're giving the site people need to get the information, and we'll give the information as well. And you mentioned not June and July due to the family retreats. Let's talk about that a little bit. Have you both been on family retreats?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been on several. He got to go to his first this year.
Yeah. Did you get to, like, weave a basket, or did you shoot a bow and arrow, or ride little motorized two-wheelers or anything?
No, so the gentleman that I was partnered with had no interest in doing that.
Okay.
So we listened.
So you get paired with someone.
You do. Okay. You do. Yeah, so you'll either get paired with a typical person or a person with a disability, and you just kind of get to go do what they want to do.
What do you want to do?
He wanted to sit on the porch and listen to Johnny Cash.
Nice. Okay. All right. Yeah,
that was it.
So you got to listen to the birds and the bees. And,
that's right.
And him.
And him.
And him. And him. And watch the rain.
Did he read out loud to you?
He did not.
Oh, okay. No reading out loud. Did you read?
We read a little bit. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think he would have been too interested in what I was reading.
But if that's, you know, if that's something somebody chooses to do, that sure sounds like a retreat to me.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It's great.
Well, there's some people in my family, you know, a retreat means, you know, Waikiki stores and stuff like that.
There's like an agenda.
Yeah, you know, our trip to Hawaii, you know, half of our party of two, you know, enjoyed, and that's okay, enjoyed, you know, more Waikiki and, you know, the stuff there. And me, I was this was my first trip, and I went to Oahu, and it was the North Shore, mm-hmm. Which is kind of more like closer to camp and hammock, you know, hammock on the beach and listening to the waves and watching the surfers and doing nothing.
That's my kind of vacation.
Yes.
Yeah. And a retreat with Johnny and friends can be that way. So really, they're not obligated for any, you know, I'm sure there's activities available at the family retreats. What kind of activities are available?
Wow. Well, they go for it.
There's all kinds of stuff. So they have a water slide. They have a zip line. They have
now. Who's they?
Lone Tree Camp. Lone Tree Ranch.
Okay. Which a lot of our audience is probably familiar with Lone Tree, near Capitan.
Yep.
Does that sound about right?
Yep. Just past.
Right in the heart of the Lincoln County War historical area.
That's right. Yes. Yep. That's the one.
Okay. Is Steve still running stuff down there?
He is.
Yep. Oh, man, he's been doing that 30 for years.
30-plus years.
And what a great job they've done.
Yes.
I've got a 30-something-year-old that was at Lone Tree, you know, when Steve was there. So,
really?
So much appreciate what they've done there for a long time. So I will testify. I never went to the family things that they have there, but we did go down there one time a day early and stay. I think there's a bed and breakfast, like, almost right outside Fort Lone Tree.
Yeah.
And then picked up a kiddo and came home the next day. But, okay, so you started and I interrupted. They've got a water slide. Is that new?
It's past decade, maybe?
Okay. Yeah, see, that's new to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
So they have that. They have the zip line. They have a little rifle range, shoot 22s.
Now, how are they with the zip line with all kinds of different disabilities?
They accommodate, I think, just about everybody. Yeah. We had a lady who had spastic cerebral palsy, and she went down it.
Okay. I heard Chris Gitto was a fan of the zip line.
Yeah, Chris Gitto's been on there. We have a scissor lift that has been modified in order to bring everyone up to the top of the tower that happens to be in a chair or has problem with mobility. And so we're able to get them up there, and they have someone that they can go down the water slide with. But then the zip line they get to enjoy, and you know, that's when Deanne found out that she was a adrenaline junkie. She just absolutely fell in love with all of the fast stuff that they have going on over there, and the horseback riding as well.
All right. And it occurred to me too, and we started talking about family retreat. There's, I'm guessing a cost involved, but before we talk about that, let's rewind, because the respite night is tomorrow night.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure we've regularly announced it, but it is a free event.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So if you're, you know, if you thought maybe that was something, no, we can't afford to do that tomorrow night. Well, yeah. Time's the only investment. So, and Johnny and Friends New Mexico and their volunteers are going to take the time to take over the care of those affected by a disability and free the family or care team members to, you know, get out and enjoy the evening together.
Mm-hmm.
So again, for tomorrow night, it's gracechurchabq.org/respite. Now, the camps, the family camps in the summer, is that something people should be maybe budgeting to put a little bit aside here and there for?
Yeah. The camps cost each family member, four and under is free, and but each family member, it costs about $450 for the whole week. It includes lodging and food and everything. We do have partial scholarships for brand new families.
Yeah.
And but yeah, a lot of families start budgeting early on and start saving up.
At that cost for a week for food and lodging, I might just move there.
Right? Right. Yeah, it's less expensive nowadays compared to a lot of other places around here right now.
Yeah, well, they do such a great job. Hey, we're at the end of our first segment, and when we come back, we're going to visit more with Marcy Patton. She's the Ministry Operations Manager at Johnny and Friends New Mexico, and their Ministry Relations Manager, Austin Drake, in studio with us as well. We will be back with more about Johnny and Friends New Mexico right after this on ABQ Connect.
You're listening to KLYT. Welcome back to ABQ Connect. Today's show is sponsored in part by Ben Lucero at Indigo Mortgage, 505-836-5700, or online at indigomortgage.net. Thank you, Indigo Mortgage, for your support of KLYT and ABQ Connect.
Yes, thank you, Ben Lucero, and the crew over at Indigo Mortgage for their support of Christian Radio here in New Mexico. I'm Steve Ryman. You're listening to ABQ Connect, and in studio with us, Marcy Patton, the Ministry Operations Manager, and Austin Drake, the Ministry Relations Manager for Johnny and Friends New Mexico. And again, thank you guys for coming down and making sure we know what's going on with Johnny and Friends New Mexico.
We appreciate you having us and sharing the word.
We were talking about the respite that's coming up tomorrow night at Grace Church. That's 6901 San Antonio, by the way. It is between Louisiana and San Pedro on San Antonio on the north side of the street there. And the website for information about tomorrow night's respite, again, is gracechurchabq.org/respite. And before we move on, Austin, I want to ask you about stuff that you do specifically. Before we go there, though, I did see online the website at johnnyandfriends.org/new-mexico. If you go to the website, there's an events information page, and it mentions a November 18th New Mexico marriage getaway. And off the air, Marcy, you were telling me, that's full.
It is full.
Which is good.
It is.
But I wanted to mention it because if you're hearing that and thinking, oh, man, I would have gone.
Yeah.
We encourage you after the new year, maybe in the first quarter of 2023, to look on the website to get information to make sure you get your name in for next year.
Yes.
Now, what happens at a New Mexico marriage getaway?
Well, marriage getaway is for either spouses that have a spouse with a disability or parents of a child with a disability. And, you know, when you're dealing with a disability, regardless if it's a spouse or a child, marriages go through a lot, and it's a strain. It can be a real strain, and it's a great opportunity to really work on your marriage, build it up, spend some time together, get on the same page with each other, and be able to support each other in a lot of different ways, and just hearing what God says about suffering and disability, and how to support each other through all of it.
So, where is this year's?
This year we're holding it at the Sheraton Uptown. And again, it's the 17th and 18th. Next year it'll be the same weekend. We're planning for the same weekend. That's so Kitty, it'll be in November.
Kitty Corner from Coronado.
It is. Okay. Yep. It is. It's on the northeast side.
Yeah, you know, I think they sold. You remember years ago they had an old pipe organ in there.
That's what I heard.
Yeah, I think they sold it. I think it's gone.
Probably.
It was something to hear.
Yeah.
It was.
Wow.
Anyway.
So, yeah. So, it's a great opportunity for couples to really spend some time together and, you know, just give them a chance to be together and to get them closer together.
Okay. So, next year, get on that in the first quarter.
It sounds like
they go fast.
It does. We have about 15 couples, and we may end up growing it to about 20 couples. So yeah, definitely, you know, get on as soon as you can. And again, first quarter we'll have everything up for next year's calendar.
Okay. Now the other thing I noticed on there, and this always gets my attention. I'm a military brat. My dad was a retired lieutenant colonel from the Air Force, and I grew up, you know, moving around and so proud of what Dad did to serve our country. And Johnny and Friends New Mexico has a warrior getaway.
Yes.
Now, when is that?
That is close to my heart because I'm a military brat too, Steve. it is the first week of August. So it'll be July. It'll be August 1st through the 8th in July, or the 5th, I mean. The 1st through the 5th. It's at Tuesday to Saturday. First week of August, and it is also held at Lone Tree Ranch, and it's for all combat veterans and those that have been through combat or military trauma, and it gives them an opportunity to work on a lot of things that they're dealing with and get to be around those that truly understand what they're going through and understand military life and the different traumas that they're dealing with in their lives.
And one of the things you mentioned to me about that, that's a no cost for the veterans that are
their
families that would be attending.
Yeah,
there's got to be a limited amount of availability, though.
There is. One, we try to keep it small and intimate. A lot of veterans don't like speaking to a lot of people in groups, big groups. So we kind of keep it small and intimate. We have between, I'd say, 15 and 18 families, depending on the size. And but yes, that's a limited space as well. And really excited. We had 12 families this year, and we doubled from our first year. So we're actually doubling, and we're looking to possibly have a full camp next year for Warrior Getaway.
Oh, that'd be great. Now, to find the information again, let me give you the website, johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico. And you'll find really all kinds of great information. Before I go on talking about more about the information on the website, Austin, you're a busy guy.
I try to be.
And we're going to try to make you more busy. Tell us about more about your role as the Ministry Relations Manager, and really what does that entail, and how can churches connect with you?
Yeah. So my role is responsible for essentially equipping churches to be effective in ministering to people and families affected by disability. And so a lot of times people don't know where to start when they kind of gain that awareness of, oh, this is something that we need to do. And that's when you can call me because I have the know-how of saying, hey, this is where we should start, and looking at the church and kind of doing an assessment.
Yeah.
And then moving from there to say, this will probably be what best suits you and your families that you have, and this is how you can start doing outreach. This is what you can do to minister to families already in your church. And then beyond that, doing disability trainings with volunteers.
Is that kind of looking at the facility? Okay, so there's probably certain things you have to do if you're doing a build-out. Mm-hmm. Maybe someone who's acquired property that, maybe, I don't know, is grandfathered into some stuff. Is that some of the things you do where you'll go in and say, here's what we can do to make your whole facility more accessible to those dealing with disabilities?
Yeah, that's definitely a part of it. We could always do a site walk to look at, hey, how accessible are your classrooms, your church building in general, your parking lots, everything from the parking lot in essentially. And then even looking at the social the social aspects of the church and seeing what can mm-hmm. what can be modified, maybe even in the church culture
okay.
that is being is acting as a barrier to entry to people with disabilities.
All right. Well, we just have a couple of minutes, but before we go, Marcy, I want to make sure that people, you know, we were talking about the different events and mm-hmm. scholarships, and you know, scholarships just they don't just appear.
Right.
That comes from people's generosity, which I do want to commend our listeners. Who I know in various ways with different organizations routinely step up and help out in these areas. What areas does Johnny and Friends New Mexico need assistance with, and what's the easiest way for someone to reach out? And we're talking financially. Now, listen, prayers mm-hmm. and words of encouragement more so
right.
are requested. However, we're going to count on you to do that. You don't really need a lot of instruction for how to do that. Although for words of encouragement, I'm sure they can connect via the website or by calling 835-5263 in Albuquerque. How can they give?
Well, you know, Johnny says that, you know, God loves a cheerful giver, and she says, and I'll be a cheerful asker. So I'm going to take her words. I'm going to be a cheerful asker. You know, with all the scholarships and families that absolutely can't afford, we know that New Mexico is really rough financially on our families, and we would love to be able to have people donate, think about their year-end giving. A lot of people give at the end of the year and keep Johnny and Friends in mind and our families and scholarships for all the different events that we have. You can go to our website, as Steve mentioned, at johnnyandfriends.org/new-Mexico and donate to New Mexico, that middle button in the middle of the page there. Or you can even just send a check out to our office. You know, we're here at 7007 Wyoming Boulevard Northeast, Suite B as in boy, 4, and that's Albuquerque 87109. You can also find that address on our website as well, to the right side at the bottom, and we'll be happy to designate it to whatever you'd like to designate it to, or if you'd just like to donate to the ministry and let us put it where it's most needed.
All right, and you know a good way to send that to the office? Deliver it.
Yeah, drop it off. Come see us. Come see the office. We got Johnny's books and, you know, we got all kinds of stuff. So yeah. Come see us.
Go see Marcy in Austin.
Yeah.
Anyone else hanging out with you there?
Oh, Sandy, of course, okay. Our area director.
Yeah. We never see. I forgot what she looks like.
She's a busy woman.
You can tell. She's probably listening. You can tell her I said that.
Oh, you got it.
Sandy, I'm just giving you a hard time. Okay. Marcy Patton and Austin Drake, thank you so much for coming in and letting us know more about Johnny and Friends New Mexico.
Thanks, Steve.